Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. Our topic today is what love is. 1 John 3, verse 18 reads, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." To answer the question of what love is, let's first say what love is not. John wrote, "Let us not love in word or in tongue." What we most often associate with love, that is words like "I love you," which are nice, but according to the Apostle John, the essence of love is not words, but deeds, things that we actually do. That's important because we know what John 3:16 says. It begins by saying, "For God so loved the world that he gave." Had God's love only been a feeling or words, there'd be no hope for any of us. Because God loved us, he sent his son, Jesus Christ. True love is often, at the beginning, painful before it brings joy. But that's the nature of doing good deeds for others. It is sometimes difficult to truly love people. Because love is deeds and truth, the outcomes are amazing. Apostle John also wrote in 1 John chapter 2, verse 8, "A new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you." Verse 10 reads, "He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him." The New International Version makes this clearer when it reads, "Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble." The great power of loving indeed is that it brings the light of God into situations. Just as we need light to navigate a dark place, we need God's love to navigate this life. Because of love that brings light, there is nothing in us to make others stumble, and nothing in others to make us stumble. The light of love prevents you from stumbling and helps you prevent others from stumbling. That's something words and feelings just cannot do. And finally, I remind you of the power of God's love. As Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, he says, "What then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of God?" We'll read in verse 38, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." God doesn't just have love, God is love. And the deeds of God's love causes us to live victorious and navigate this troubled world. Listen to my teaching from last Sunday, "Love Wins," on the Firm Foundation podcast and YouTube channel. God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.